AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. U.S. forces will join combat drills in the Philippines, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Officials say more than 1,700 American and Philippine military personnel will participate in one of their largest annual combat exercises in the country. That underscores the U.S.'s continuing security commitment to Asia. During the maneuvers taking place April 20th through May 8th, Japanese forces will fire a missile in a ship-sinking exercise in northwestern Philippine waters facing the disputed South China Sea. China has opposed combat drills, especially those involving U.S. forces in the region, including in or near the disputed South China Sea, which Beijing claims virtually in its entirety. I'm Julie Walker.
Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni says her government has suspended the automatic renewal of a defense agreement with Israel, citing the current situation. Meloni and other Italian government officials have strongly condemned Israel's air and bombing campaign in Lebanon. In Los Angeles, schools have avoided a strike with a last-minute deal, AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Los Angeles schools avoided a strike as the school district and the unions representing support staff reached a tentative deal. The district serves nearly 400,000 students in Southern California. Local 99 of the Service Employees International Union announced that it won a tentative agreement with major gains, including raises and more hours. The district announced that an agreement in principle had been reached, allowing schools to reopen. Teachers, parents, and staff had been prepared to walk out for a strike if the deal was not reached. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Peruvians will vote for a president in a runoff election in June after none of the 35 candidates in Sunday's contest secured an outright victory. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A top prospect in next week's NFL draft has reported ties in a fatal car crash 2 years ago.
Former Miami edge rusher Reuben Bain Jr. was involved in a traffic collision in 2024 that resulted in the death of a passenger. That's according to a report from the Reed Optional, which reported Sunday that Bain was driving in an SUV that was involved in the crash on March 17, 2024 in Miami. The collision resulted in 22-year-old Destiny Betts being severely injured and in a coma before dying from her injuries. Bain was reportedly cited for careless driving, but the charge was later dropped. A text message sent by the Associated Press to the phone number listed for Bain in the crash report went unanswered. I'm Geffen Coolball.
AZ Fudd is headed to Dallas as the number one pick in the WNBA draft. A record-setting 6 UCLA players followed her into the league. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.